Myself, I occasionally went to Tim Hortons and Starbucks. Not frequently, I try to make coffee myself. Right, in this way, I do save some money, save some extra money by keeping my expenses stable for a year. Right, I have moved to Surrey Fraser Heights for over a year. It benefits me a lot in this tip, so it's worth trying. It says avoid life creeping. Let's take a break and listen to the song called Normalize by Gali Haha.
Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and 1 in 5 will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Welcome back. And this is the second part of the show. We'll discuss the credit card and the tips. So we are moving on to the credit card, the tool that is either your best friend or your worst enemy. The secret is simple. Treat it exactly like a debit card. If the funds are not in your checking account to cover the change, cover the charge, do not use the credit card. If you pay your balance in full every single month, you get free rewards, free travel points, and a perfect credit score. If you carry a balance, you are paying 20% interest. That's a huge unnecessary fee. Also remember the 30% utilization rule. Don't use more than 30% of your total credit limit to keep your score high. And also, in this credit card topic, there are two tips in my investigation. The tip number 5 is check your subscriptions. Go through your bank statement right now. Are you really using all 5 streaming services? Cancel the ones you don't use. That $15 a month adds up to $180 a year. Tip number 6 is to cook at home. Yes, I know, we discussed in the first part of the show, but seriously, cooking your own meals is the single biggest money saver for anyone living in Vancouver. Bring your lunch to Samuel Fraser University, to your workplace, ready for some Right, that's the two tips for the credit card. I do have some experience with credit card. First, I applied. Let me count what card do I have. First, I did the Walmart card at my first year in Vancouver. And they offered me 1%. Reward in the Walmart purchase. Then I moved on to CIBC credit card. They give me the limit of a balance of $1,000, but that's also a good start. I start to build my credit score. I use it for grocery, for everything that I can pay by credit card, and repay it just before the deadline, like 5 days before deadline. So, right, you can imagine my credit score increase fast. Now this is my fifth year in Vancouver, and the balance limit has raised to a certain amount of number. To compare the credit cards of those banks, I like the most is American Express. I like the way they offer 1.25% cashback for every purchase using credit card. Oh, that's the cashback, the simple cashback. So, like, I use it to pay my dental treatment, to pay restaurant, also medical bills, and I use another card. It's BMO cashback. It's the grocery card. It offers, I remember, 3.5% cash reward. So that's like every time you got a 3% off when you buy grocery in Walmart, Superstore, TNT, Instacart. I use Instacart. I use Skips. Yeah, this, I'm not sure Skip can treat it as grocery, but other grocery I mentioned, they gave me the 3.5% cashback. For other, like gas, if pay the gas fee, if it's not affiliated with a special credit card company, I will use American Express. For the, actually it's using credit card. One advantage is the borrowing money, because during each period of the bill, you borrow the money from the credit card company. For example, every month your bill is $2,000, then you are actually borrowing $2,000 from the credit card company without any interest fees, and you carry this bill onwards for a year. That means you borrowed $2,000 each year from the credit card company without paying any interest. And those $2,000 you saved in the, for example, checking account or some investment account, that will produce interest. For example, 3% each year. Then that's the 3% extra you earned from credit card company. Alright, that's the credit card part. Let's move on to the next song called Imposter by Class Action.
Soon he's gonna crash and burn. This guy's an imposter. Why questioning for sure. Is it too late to go? Oh, oh. Soon they find him out. Of this I have no doubt. Stays unknown. Whoa, oh, oh. It's nothing but a fraud. It's all just a facade. Soon everyone will know. Oh, oh. Here, he must be filled with fear. He's gotta know the end is near. This guy's an imposter. Why can't anybody see? His battle never tried, so underqualified. Soon there'll be no one by his side. This guy's an imposter. Why can't anybody see? This guy's an imposter, and he's staring back at me. Trust me, I would know. Oh, oh. He's feeling insecure. He's questioning for sure. Is it too late to go? Oh, oh. As soon they'll find him out. Of this I have no doubt. Stays unknown. Whoa, oh, oh. He's nothing but a fraud. It's all just a facade. Soon everyone will know. Oh, oh. An imposter, and he's staring back at me.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to Richard's show. This will be the segment for investment basis and tips. Let's talk about making your money work for you. Investing. The secret ingredient here is time. The sooner you start, the less money you can actually have to contribute, because compounding does the heavy lifting. You don't need a broker. Start with you do need a broker. You can look for the ETF exchange trade funds that check the entire market. It's a slow, boring and highly effective way to build wealth. So in this website, it gives us two habits of tips to master. Tip number 7 is the 24-hour rule. Planning a spontaneous purchase over $100, wait 24 hours. Put it in your cart, walk away, and see if you still want it tomorrow. Most of the time, the urge will be gone. So, this habit of purchasing is regarding to the appliance and digital products. Amazon, Tmall, those shopping, if you want to purchase them, have the impulse, you can keep it in the shopping cart for over 24 hours or even longer. For me, I usually sleep on it for 7 days or even two weeks. After a fortnight, I will have a better idea whether I want it or not. Sometimes the issue just resolved themselves. For example, I want a tool of this and I find that I can use other tool to replace that. The tip number 8 is talk about money. Don't treat money like a secret. Ask friends how much they pay for rent, what bank they use, or how they invest. Being financially educated and sharing information is one of the best ways to get ahead. I like this tip because I also do it myself. This way, I play tennis. I do have some tennis friends, tennis buddies. One of them is retired CIBC investing advisor. So I got some free counseling from his side. And right, tax-free saving account is one thing he recommended. Start as early as possible. And also for the American stocks, American mutual fund, it's also what he suggests. Although I have not taken the stock, I do have some investment for the mutual fund, the ETF mutual fund. And in this mutual fund, they look at the index of the United States and also the Canadian market. So this ETF balanced, it's a way to chase the large market. The second product I have invested is the mutual fund with stocks. So that's basically a mutual fund, but it will invest the technical company in North America, like Apple, Google, Facebook, Meta. Costco is also in it, and some Canadian companies perhaps also in the list. So since I work in the computer science industry, academia, so it's good that I have put some money on the company that I use every day, that I trust, and I build my future career on them. So that's the tips 7 and tips 8. And about the investment basis, also another side note is if you are a union worker and you want to buy Canadian and buy union, there is one credit company which is unionized. They are called Community Saving. That's one credit company that sponsored the Labor Appreciation Night hosted by the United Way. That's where I met the manager of the Community Saving. So yeah, since I'm a pro-union person, so I want to promote this, endorse this company. If you want to buy Canadian and buy union, that's one place you can choose. They offer the mortgage, they offer the checking account, investment, like what I said, the mutual fund and stocks. They have branches in Hastings, in Surrey, also in Coquitlam. Also, the last topic about investment is the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is start to rise back from 2019-2021, and it's a pretty new thing. I read from the magazines and financial advice papers, they say it's recommended only put no more than 4% of your net assets into the cryptized currency like Bitcoin or other coin, digital coin. So that's what I practice. I invest no more than 4%, and I see it works well for me. I purchased some one of my gym items using the money I earned from Bitcoin. So I like it. Maybe the best practice of it is don't look at it. Don't check it every day. I only check it every month when I do a reconciliation of my assets. I will check how it goes, and don't worry about that. I look it in a 3 month spaces and or half a year, see how it goes. Do I need to use the earned money from that to purchase something, to cash out? And I find that using the money earned from this portion to buy a certain item, it gives me a special memory of that item. I know that item is from the money I earned from investment, from my wisdom work. So that also give that item or gift a special meaning in your life. So that's the final topic about investment regarding Bitcoin and crypto. It's a pretty high risk investment, so don't invest too much. Then that's the 8 tips of keeping yourself financially healthy. We will end the show now. That brings us to the end of the hour. The next show is called That Chinese Show by my colleague. We today reviewed the 8 tips from the website to keep us financially healthy. And stay tuned. This is CJSF 19.1 FM. The news is up next at noon. Have a productive and financially healthy weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye.